This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1875. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 26th, Alaska, Albania, Argentina, Australia, Cuba, Egypt, France, Germany, India, Iran, Kurdistan, Laos, Liberia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dr. Walter Salmaniv in British Columbia, also known as Volodya, received a verification for his reception of the DRM experimental tests from Kodiak, Alaska. It's important to understand that they are experimenting with DRM to provide text or images and not voice transmissions. The verification reply came not from Kodiak, but from New London, Connecticut, Irene M. Gonin at the USCG R&D Center. Here's most of what she says. The Next Generation Arctic Navigational Safety Information System, ANSIS, project is an ongoing Coast Guard Research and Development Center project attempting to meet the challenge of disseminating maritime safety information in the Arctic. We selected DRM over HF as a means of disseminating this information. Using DRM allows a data rate that supports detailed weather, ice edge and maps, and notice to mariners information, as well as electronic chart updates. A one-year field test is being conducted in Alaska. We completed installation of the DRM transmitter equipment during the week of October 23, 2016. We've been working with RF Mondial and Fraunhofer. We're transmitting at around 800 watts from Kodiak, and our receive equipment is in Cordova, shoreside, using a loop antenna, and aboard the buoy tender using a vertical whip. Next week, we are moving the shipboard receive equipment to the Coast Guard cutter Healy for the summer. We have 10 authorized frequencies to use between 2.45 and 29.9 megahertz, but have reduced them to the 6 lowest frequencies. Initial research indicates the lower frequencies are best, at least in the winter months, so we developed a schedule for transmissions. During the first 6 months of the test, we transmitted on a TCI 530, high takeoff angle and horizontally polarized antenna, and have shifted to a TCI 550 with a lower takeoff angle and vertically polarized as of April 7th. The test will end in October. The goal of the effort is for the Coast Guard to gain some experience with the DRM. This will be combined with several other projects working on Iridium satellite, ALE, and other HF testing. The ultimate goal is to develop a network combining Iridium and HF to improve interoperability and compatibility between CG assets and Arctic mariners for sharing maritime safety information. Eventually, we would like to use the results of this work to be included in an Arctic Communications Annex to the ITUR M1789 document. The second channel data is for AIS. We are working with the Marine Exchange Alaska, MXAK, to transmit AIS weather data via their network of AIS transmitters using a Message 8 application, specific message ASM. This data is also being transmitted via DRMHF to extend reception range and to demonstrate DRM capability to modulate a variety of formats. The third channel is test data, and she attached a schedule through October 30th of all their test transmissions. I analyzed it and found all the dates are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the start time, the only time given, is 1600 UT, the length of transmissions not specified. And there are only 6 frequencies in alternation, but it is not a regular system, so you need to check the schedule, as in the new DX Listening Digest, number 17-17, via worldofradio.com to find out which frequency is in use on any particular Monday, Wednesday, or Friday at 16. But here are the first few in May. On the 1st, 8,000. On the 3rd, 2450. On the 5th, 9,900. On the 8th, 12,100. On the 10th, 24,50. On the 12th, 68,50, and so forth. Of course, at that hour, only the highest frequencies are likely to propagate very far from Alaska. We've lamented that Radio Tirana has no longer been able to broadcast direct on shortwave from Albania, but now Christian Mehling of Shortwave Service in Germany says it's being relayed by his station, in three languages anyway, on 6005, Monday through Saturday, at 1830 in French, at 1900 in English, at 1930 in German, and the last one is also on 3985. Also, we hear that thanks to a suggestion from Antonello Napolitano of DX Fanzine, the Italian language is being added just before that at 18 UT on 6005. If such relays can be arranged via Germany, why not also via WRMI to North America, something I've been advocating for over a year. And now we have word from Jeff White that such a relay is being set up. Not certain yet when it will start. It may be May 1st at 23 UT on 5850. That's in English only. But this is tentative at this point, so keep checking to hear this new relay. Radio Tirana should have a loud and clear signal across most of North America at last. It's never too late to try to get a QSL, especially if it's another valuable radio country for you, such as Andorra. In ADX via shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria explains how he has just received a QSL for Andorra for his reception on March 23, 1981 on 6220 kHz. That's when they were carrying an Adventist World Radio program. And yes, he managed to get this thanks to the latest contest on AWR Wavescan. That made his shortwave broadcast radio country verified number 198. I often include 1710 kHz in my medium wave DX band scans, but there are a few TIS stations there, or pirates perhaps, but there's also an Argentine station, which is probably really a pirate. So far, no luck here with that. But in MV Echo of the Arctic Radio Club, there are at least three reports of it in March and April, reaching all the way to Scandinavia. 1710 kHz, and it's apparently on the air all night, because two of the times reported are 0431 and 0506 UT, as well as midnight 27. The station is called Radio Selva. It's in the Buenos Aires area. And the frequencies were measured exactly, in case you want to make some educated guesses. They were varying slightly. They were below 1710 on 0.820, 0.805, and 0.814 after 1709. These reports came from Frederick Dorain and someone whose initials are AN. Here's another commentary from Inside Australia objecting to ABC's dropping shortwave. It's headlined A Dumb Oz Decision in the South Pacific by Graham Dobell in The Strategist of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Thanks for Bruce McGibbon sending it on to us. It starts this way. The decision of the ABC to end shortwave broadcast to the South Pacific is a serious blunder based on a shrinking insular view of ABC responsibilities. ABC should be embarrassed that 31 January marked the end of 8 decades of Australian shortwave to the islands. Overturning that lousy policy call with an annual price tag of only $2 to $3 megadollars should provide the opportunity for the ABC to halt its exit from the South Pacific and start rebuilding. It would be a chance to recognize that the broad policy trend is wrong. The complete article is in the new DX Listing Digest 17-17. Radio Havana, Cuba usurped the frequency of the mighty KBC 6145, which only needs it for 2 hours a week on Saturday nights, UT Sundays at midnight to 02, but Arnie thought that would be a good frequency for RHC replacing 6165, starting at 01 UT in English. Well, on April 16th, as I believe I mentioned before, RHC was back on 6165, avoiding the collision with KBC. I assumed it would stay that way for the following hour, but a delayed report from Ken Zicke in Michigan says by 0125 they were back on 6145 and colliding. So no credit after all to Arnie for avoiding any collision. However, Craig Crist says KBC on April 30th only is moving its two-hour broadcast 1 hour earlier, starting at 23 UT Saturday on 6145 to avoid Havana, although it will still probably overlap with the carrier during the last few minutes. And after that, starting May 7th up to 9925 at midnight UT Sundays for KBC. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has done a lot of monitoring of several stations to determine what's really on the air compared to their A17 schedules, such as Radio Cairo, Egypt. We have his full report, but just concerning the scheduled English broadcasts, he says 16 to 18 to Central Africa on 11800 or alternate 12085, nothing heard on the air April 19th and 20th. At 19 to 2030 UT, there's West African English broadcast on 15290 even. He was able to hear that at S4 to 5, but only a poor and tiny signal. And English to Europe at 2115 to 2245 on 9800. It started late at 2127 and measured it April 19th on 9799.614. The NASA flash sheet, Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania was also hearing the final English broadcast. He measured it April 23rd at 2152 to 2221 on 9799.6. Local instrumental music, a woman announcer in English, local vocals and bells at 2204, introducing the next feature and later back to musical programming. He says a good signal but low audio and off frequency. Speaking of which, I heard another off frequency just before the Spanish broadcast is scheduled at midnight 45 UT on 9745. This was on 9744.60, a fairly good carrier, no modulation, but it went off in less than a minute and not heard 24 hours later. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on the only remaining hour in English from Radio France International. Mostly good reception, he says, of Paris Live, 06 UT on 11905, April 24th. Not direct, but via the remote receiver in the Netherlands. It's beamed to Africa. The whole program on that date was devoted to the first round of the French presidential election the day before. It signed off 2 minutes before 0700, cutting off the last bit of the program. In Hardcore DX, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil, reports hearing All India Radio in English, April 24th at 1814, past 1830 on 17670, a very good signal and modulation. I comment, note that is around midnight in India, unusual for a station to emit on the 17 megahertz band in the night middle, except maybe at midsummer across polar or at least temperate pass, with plenty of insolation. But apparently it works. This is scheduled as Delhi, 250 kilowatts at 245 degrees toward East Africa at 1730 to 1945. Regarding the clandestine to Iran I mentioned last week, formerly known as Sedaya Bahar, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, as reported last year, it was supposed to be on shortwave only temporarily and then continue via social media, thus the original name in translation, Voice of Spring. Broadcasts targeting Iran from California are nothing new. I proceed from the assumption that all these operations are regime change stuff running from State Department money. Meanwhile, in RustyX, Anatoly Klepov in Moscow reports receiving a proxy verification for that station under its new name, as heard April 14th at 1659 UT on 7530 in EQSL, Sedoye Mardo. The chief engineer of the radio center, that is, in Pridnestrovia, said, as far as we know, Radio Sedoye Mardo is an online radio in the U.S. We are broadcasting programs of the company VAV, Air Force Mediator. In the schedule, we designate BAB in Farsi, Perhaps VAV includes in its programs broadcasts from Radio Sedaya Mardom, but we have no relation to the formation of programs. Yours faithfully, S. Omelchenko. Another clandestine for Iran is Radio Ranjin Kaman, or Rainbow. It's reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on its Monday and Friday only broadcasts, heard April 10th and 24th with a good to very good signal at 16 to 1630 UT on 7575, 500 kilowatts via Pridnestrovia. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1875. Also bringing you the comprehensive website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Dengue Kurdistana started off the A season with all its transmission on 11600 via a variety of transmitter sites. But Ivo Ivanov says they've gone down to 7350 for the first 2.5 hours, starting at 0230 UT. That one is via France. Welcome back to Ron Howard in California after a holiday in Greece. He's again hearing Lao National Radio on 6130. April 26th, going from Chinese to English at 1430. Voice of Truth gets a 250-kilowatt transmitter, is the eye-catching headline of a story from Liberia via Mike Cooper, April 26th. It's from the publication The New Dawn, Liberia. Voice of Truth is a community-based radio station in Plebo City, P-L-E-E-B-O, in Maryland County, Liberia. The 250-kilowatt transmitter has been received. It's built in America and donated by Mr. Eric Giko, G-I-K-O, a Marylander based in the U.S. He says this is aimed at helping upgrade the station's capacity to extend coverage. And there are no political strings attached. He may also provide another 250-kilowatt transmitter to Radio Harper to get that station back on the air. Well, this story consistently refers to 250 kilowatts, but we can't help but wonder if that's really correct, and there's no indication of what band these stations would operate on, AM, FM, or shortwave. There is a similar name station in the WRTH called Truth FM, but it's in Monrovia on 96.1. Ron Howard in California reports almost good reception of Myanmar Radio 5985, April 26th at 1328, near the top of their hour with a singing ID mentioning three different kilohertz frequencies and chimes. Alan Rowe in the UK says, I noticed the homepage and other pages of the RNZ International Service now brands itself as RNZ Pacific. Although remnants of RNZI branding still appear, I check some on-air announcements and find that the on-air ID currently remains as RNZI Radio New Zealand International. John Filiozzi replies, to the extent that public broadcasting budgets are under some degree of siege, and they are, branding becomes an important factor in explaining to those not necessarily knowledgeable about such things, meaning politicians who approve and disapprove budgets, just what this enterprise is about. Rebranding RNZI, Radio New Zealand International, to RNZ Pacific, to go with RNZ National and RNZ Concert, more clearly defines the mission of that service by succinctly emphasizing its principle and at the same time anticipates the real potential for casual misunderstanding that today can spell the difference between continued tolerance for its existence and an unceremonial demise. Witness Radio Australia. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a site change for the evening broadcast of Radio Dandal Kura, the clandestine for Northeast Nigeria, at 18 to 21 UT. It remains on 12050, which originally was via Ascension, But now from 18 to 19, the first hour is via the UAE, beamed due west. And the last 2 hours via Wolverton, UK, beamed to the southeast. It seems that more and more North American shortwave pirates are appearing, or at least old transmitters with new names. For example, unknown name radio network. On 6880 AM, I heard April 23rd at midnight 23. I couldn't quite make out the ID, but many others did at HF Underground. And then on April 24th, it was on 6900 at midnight 10 UT. And it's also been reported on some other frequencies. You can never be sure whether a given station will show up again on exactly the same frequency as before. 7615 continues to be the only frequency where the pirate station YHWH is being heard, and frequently, roughly between 02 and 05 UT, or as Rick Barton in Arizona calls him, the Yahweh or the Highway Guy, as he heard it April 26th at 03:25 past 03:55. And on that occasion, he was surprised to hear a bit of music toward the beginning of his tune-in, which is hardly ever the case. Even Brian Clark in New Zealand heard him April 21st until closing abruptly at 05:18 and a half. That was the second day in a row it made it across the Pacific. He laments that presumably there's no way to send a reception report to the operator. On 5980, around 01 UT sign-off, I've not heard of Radio Chusky Peru since April 12th, despite several checks since then before 01 UT. Claudio Galas in Chile, the only other DXer who monitors it much, was also not hearing it in the evenings on April 20th, but he did hear it in the morning on April 22nd, before and after 1200 UT. Radio TEOS, T-E-O-S, is a strange service from FEBC Philippines. It's their only Russian hour, scheduled at 15 to 16 UT on 11650. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria monitored it running 5 minutes earlier on April 21st with a poor and weak signal, but a fair signal on April 24th. I wonder what ilk it is. From FEBC, one would assume it would have to be Protestant rather than Orthodox, and God forbid Catholic. Ron Howard reports Russia's main shortwave station now, Radio Sakha via Yakutsk on 7345, April 26th, doing fairly well but mixing with China at 1226 to 1240. After 1230, he started to hear Myanmar underneath, and Russia was losing out to other stations by 1240. It's supposed to be parallel 7295, but unheard there. Via RustDX, Interfax.ru reported a turnabout. The State Duma is investigating the influence of Voice of America, Radio Liberty, and CNN on elections in Russia. Friday, April 21st at midnight 37, I had a wobbly carrier on 13805. Scheduled as the Voice of America Tibetan service via Thailand at midnight to 01 UT, but only on Fridays. It's one of those broadcasts on a different frequency every day of the week, just to keep the jamming controllers busy and confuse would-be listeners. In the Alki listings, I found this lineup for this particular hour in Tibetan. Sunday on 13810, Monday 13640, Tuesday 13630, Wednesday 13670, Thursday 13690, Friday 13805, and Saturday 13760. Regarding World of Radio on WRMI, on UT Monday, April 24th at 0330, we were preempted once again from 9955 as the Bye Bye Sitkanai special was replaying like 1 week ago, and who knows, this might continue to happen. 9455 appeared on April 25th, replacing 6855, which had been off for a week or two, and that means it's parallel to some other WRMI frequencies. I confirmed it at 2130 Tuesday, parallel to 15770 during World of Radio. Two other broadcasts of ours might also be on 9455, That is Tuesday at 11, along with 9955, and Wednesday at 10:30, along with 5850. I periodically lament that, as far as I know, no U.S. shortwave station ever plays the Star-Spangled Banner at sign-on or sign-off, except WINB, Saturday, April 22nd, on 9265, of course, as I was band-scanning at 1328. There's the SSB, except this doesn't count, as WINB is talking over the music with their sign-on message. A little more plays on, and I can tell the music is wowing, probably from a very old cartridge. Talking over our national anthem is tantamount to flag desecration. Echo stamps, EKKO, were all the rage in the 1930s for verifying radio reception. Many stations had them with their call letters imprinted on the same design for all the other stamps. But now here is one that has been received for a current reception report. You might want to try this station. It's WNYC 820 in New York. As reported in MV Echo EKO of the Arctic Radio Club, a report by Jan Oskarsson from last November got a reply with an Echo stamp and a handwritten message saying confirmation of your report. However, from the PDF illustration, I couldn't really tell whether it was a real stamp or an image of an e-stamp. Jazz on AM radio or even FM is certainly a rarity, so my ears perked up when I heard someone 11:40 Sunday morning, April 23rd at 12:23 UT. There were classic performances from 1948 and 49, and it was coming from the northeast or southwest. Finally, Kansas City was mentioned, so it was KCXL in Liberty, Missouri. I checked their schedule, and something called Neon Beat is on there for the first 2 hours on Saturday and Sunday mornings and all afternoon, both weekend days. But it sounded to me like they were saying neon jazz. Elsewhere, KCXL broadcasts far-right extremist talk shows. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, reports that the 1580 in Biflo, Florida, has been reactivated. WNTF, heard April 24th at 2241 with a new format, well, although maybe just stunning, called the Classic Gold Music Network. It's 10,000 watts directional, mostly wasted into the Atlantic. Before it went off, it was gospel brokered. Via Rolf Vernley, ADX, via Shortwave Bulletin, and via Manuel Mendes, Hardcore DX, a new edition, number 19, of Anker Peterson's Domestic Broadcasting Survey has now been published in PDF. And now it's available free of charge if you just go to the website, www.dswci.org/dbs. It's 17 pages of all the currently active domestic and tropical stations on shortwave. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G2 moderate storms coming, peaking on May 19th with ANK indices of 50 and 6, but starting to go up on May 17th. Lesser G1 minor storms with A's and K's of 20 and 5 on April 27th and May 1st. Solar flux dropping from 84 on April 30th to 75 from May 2nd through 14th. And that's World of Radio 1875. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.